Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the Wrangler Fall Sports Specials. Today, featuring round number 8 of 10 at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, sanctioned by the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association 60th Annual Celebration in Las Vegas, Nevada. Our Indian contingency fared well tonight as Oglala Lakota from Southwest South Dakota, Shane O'Connell, scored 89 points on Powder River Rodeo Company's Blackleg in the bareback bronc riding. O'Connell picked up $26,230.77, his first win ever on his rookie year at the Wrangler NFR. The win moves O'Connell prestigiously from 14th to 11th in the world standings, winning over $133,000 for the season and his efforts here in Las Vegas. Navajo Indian Cowboys in the team roping competition. Derek Begay won 2 rounds this week but did not place tonight, did not catch. Aaron Sinogeny was 6.1 seconds without any money. Defending champion of the world Eric Rogers was 5th place with a 4.2 second time, picking up over $6,700. Eric Rogers is 14th in the world standings. Aaron Sinogeny is 9th and Derek Begay 7th. Representing the great Navajo Nation in team roping. Tyler Wagerspack was 3.7 seconds, picking up the win in the steer wrestling round 8. Bubba Buckaloo was a 3.6 second time on the heading end, with his partner Chase Tryon from Montana healing. In the saddle bronc riding, Rusty Wright and Chase Brooks were 1 and 2, Wright on Rosser Rodeo's Flood Tide, and Chase Brooks on a Dakota Rodeo bucking horse by the name of Bartender, taking them to 90 points to split round 8 in the classic event. Oklahoma's Ryan Jarrett, sponsored by the Comanche Nation, was 7-3 to pick up first in the tie-down roping. Tacy Bettis was round winner in the ladies' barrel racing with a 13.57. Chase Doherty of Oregon and Joe Frost of Utah owned the bull riding with an 89.5. Butler & Son Rodeo Bucking Bulls, Record Racks, Dirty Dan, and Lumberjack took our Cowboys to the win. We visited with Tyler Wagasback after a big win in round 8 in the steer wrestling.
We've been having an outstanding week. I mean, the horse that I'm riding, Scooter, has been working outstanding. I've been having a lot of success and a lot of luck on the steers that I've been drawing. So, I mean, we're just going to hope we can keep it rolling for the next 2 rounds. You want to come in and do the best you can on whatever you have drawn, because it's 10 nights. I mean, you can't focus on just catching one person. You got to worry about the other 14 guys other than yourself, you know. So do the best you can on whatever it is that you have drawn. It's the NFR, so you're going to have jitters. But, yeah, I mean, I guess it does take a little bit of an edge off, just knowing that you've been here before, you've been on the stage before and stuff like that, and you've seen it all before. So, I mean, that kind of helps you breathe a little bit easier. But then, like you say, at the end of the day, this is still the NFR. It's the biggest stage we can be on, so you can't help but be nervous. It's one steer at a time, so whatever we draw, we're going to do the best we can on whatever it is. I know that horse that I'm riding, Scooter, is going to put my feet on the ground in a great spot, so all I need to do is do my job, and we'll hope for the best. Tyler Pearson is hazing for me, and I'm riding his horse and Kyle Irwin's horse named Scooter. He's the 2017 and 18 AQHA Horse of the Year.
Co-champion Chase Brooks talks about his win in round 8 in the saddle bronc riding.
We're definitely going to have the chance to make them. You know, we're going to have the best horses here. So as long as you do your part, I mean, you always got a chance to win on this stuff. It's the best rodeo in the world. Yeah, I've seen the horse's Bartender at Dakota Rodeos, and I've seen him, you know, 4 or 5 times this year, and I never had the pleasure of getting on him, but as soon as I saw that draw last night, I knew that I was going to have a dang good shot to be some points. And, you know, down here I've been trying to keep it, you know, I want to go out and enjoy the experience of being down here, but I don't want to go get tore up, you know, and feel crappy the next day. So I'm in bed fairly early, and honestly with bronc riding, the less I think about it, the better it goes.
Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.